Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, empowered on Facebook Live by our good friends at Harvest Bank. And we have Miss Tara here with us here from Tri-County Tech. And Tara, you are the Senior Director of Economic Development at Tri-County Tech. By the way, the school is only fantastic and getting better. You guys got the success thing going on to some level I can't even see it so far up there.
Oh, Tom, we appreciate that so much. It's really an absolute joy to go to work at Tri-County Tech every day, and it brings me a lot of positive feelings to hear you say that. So that's our goal.
Well, there are so many different classes and different avenues in which a young person or maybe someone who's looking for additional training, looking for a change of career, can get the training that they need all under one roof. That's what I like about it. It is just so wide a spectrum.
It really is. You know, we're here to serve customers of all ages, and I really think that people, if they look, can find something that we can benefit them with at Tri-County Tech.
We are talking with Tara Gottwald, and right before we got on the air, we were talking about just how far the reach is with Tri-County Tech. We're all over the area. Our footprint is pretty darn large. Bring us up to date, please.
Yes, absolutely. So our three-county service area consists of Nowata County, Washington County, and the eastern half of Osage County. Mm-hmm. And so that is that really has the ability to touch a lot of lives, and that's something that we take pride in, to be able to reach out and help people in our smaller communities as well as Bartlesville itself. So my role at Tri-County Tech as Senior Director is that I'm over the business division. So the areas that I really hone in on are the Pawhuska Business Development Center, the Strategy Center in Bartlesville, and the future Nowata Business Development Center. So that's my role.
Well, Nowata got a nice little surprise. I guess it was a big surprise. A lot of folks were, can we say, digging it as we were turning the soil here for the groundbreaking ceremony just recently over there with a very unique partnership.
It is a really unique partnership. Nowata has been in our service area since the beginning, 1967, give or take a year. And one of the things that we wanted to be able to do was to have a larger footprint in Nowata. So for us to do that, really it would benefit to partner with someone else. So the Nowata Boys and Girls Club was currently housed in a pretty decrepit building. And so by pulling together community leaders over there, John Woolman, he's an incredible young man, him and then Bryn Barron, who is the executive director from the Nowata Boys and Girls Club, and working through a lot of obstacles, as you might imagine, it ended up a beautiful partnership to where we're going to build a facility and the Nowata Boys and Girls Club will house within that facility.
That's great. You know, when we can make a relationship like that come together, that's just short of magic. It really is.
It really is. And people don't realize how many children are served through that Nowata Boys and Girls Club. There's a lot. They'll average 100 a day in the summertime, and that's a lot of kids that need a good positive influence as they grow. And so that facility, when it comes to fruition, we broke ground, and it'll be about a year before the building is ready to go. And we are going to have in there some community space, some community room space. It will have a full commercial kitchen, lots of good space for running around for the kids. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to have a fab lab, which is an interesting thing where people from the community will be able to come in and utilize things such as 3D printers or maybe some construction, different types of machines that they might not have at home, but they can come there and utilize those to work on projects.
Wow, that's amazing. And we also have a pretty good sized footprint over in the Pawhuska area too.
Pawhuska is really one of the things that brings me a lot of reward and a lot of joy in my role at Tri-County Tech. We have a Pawhuska Business Development Center that has been in place, I believe we're going on 8 years right now, and it was also a partnership with the Osage County Industrial Authority and Osage Nation, and several people came together to build that. And what we do over in Pawhuska is we have an small incubator there, so we have bays that can be rented out for startups. We have offices that are available for startup businesses mm-hmm. over there too. And then really we utilize classroom space there, and we do a lot of customized training in that facility in Pawhuska, and that is something that we have found to be very successful there in that community.
It seems like small businesses are just popping up, you know, kind of like little flowers over there all the time.
They really are. And Pawhuska was a community that was kind of quiet and maybe a little bit tired, but boy, they have turned that around and they are hopping now. So it's a lot of fun for us. We work with the Osage Nation over there, and then we work with just people across the board. There's some amazing leaders in that community that really are making a difference. So
we're talking with Tara Gottwalt, and she is the Senior Director of Economic Development with Tri-County Tech. Recently, the governor came to visit Tri-County Tech. How was that experience?
We really enjoyed the visit. We strive to be the best we can be at all of what we're putting out there to the community. And he came to see us based upon our experiences with the Skills to Rebuild program. That was initially designed to be able to assist people during the COVID pandemic to upskill them or reskill them to put them to work. And it has been very successful. And he came through to basically tell us thank you and to highlight that program.
Well, that is an exciting model. And I'd like to see that go statewide. And maybe if enough people get an eyeball on this, it could be a very good model nationally, I think. But that's just one guy's perspective.
Well, Tom, I would say that that's a great perspective, and that's something at Tri-County we really try to put examples out there that people can duplicate to be successful in what they're trying to accomplish. And this Skills to Rebuild program is one that we see could be very easily duplicated across the state and perhaps even the nation.
That is just absolutely wonderful. Now, I understand that we've had no shortage of students because of this.
We have had the highest enrollment we have had in, I believe, decades through this last year. And we love the opportunity to be able to, you know, change people's lives and help them, you know, become better contributing citizens in all of our communities. So it has been a great experience for us.
Amazing. Amazing. And you even have the police out there, too.
We do. And I'm so glad.
That's kind of a neat thing. Really.
Absolutely. So the police department came to us about a year and a half, I believe, ago. Mm-hmm. And they put in an east side substation out there. And that relationship is one that we really are at the beginning stages of that. We have big ideas of how we can work with the police department as we move forward. And, you know, Chief Rolls, he is such a visionary leader. I admire him so much. And then there on our campus, we have several just top quality police officers, and their presence there just really helps us as a whole to make us feel safe. And but at the same time, it's a win-win partnership. We have the Milo Range Training System that is in the Strategy Center. And a few weeks ago, I know that Chief Rolls brought out a lot of community leaders to let them experience what that training system does to help them as officers. And so that was a great thing. Yeah.
Now, we've got, like we were talking earlier, before we went on the air, the wide spectrum of people that are served by Tri-County Tech. Everyone from high school kids who are looking to get into the job force a little early, mm-hmm. you know, to folks maybe, you know, in their middle or later years who are retraining for jobs as well. And it's not like you have like four or five different classes. You have a wide range which to choose.
We really do. Within my umbrella, we have Fast Track and Community Ed in addition to the Flex programs and the full-time programs. So we have something to meet most everyone's needs. People might like a short-term program rather than diving into a full two-year, one-year program, depending on their needs and where they are in life. So we can accommodate a lot of different needs, and we feel that being able to be fluid and do that is really one of the roles that we have. Much like the customized training that is within the department, the Strategy Center, you know, we do everything from safety training to leadership training and customized. We offer respiratory fit testing that people can basically call us and the next day be able to do that for them. So that turning around on a dime is something that we really see as important within the business division.
One thing that gets a mention about the week that it happens, and then we don't hear about it until the next year or so, but constantly, Tri-County Tech is earning statewide and national awards for excellence and accountability. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes, that is our quality journey that we're on, and it is a continuous cycle of improvement is the way we view that as employees. We call ourselves educators. Everybody, regardless of the role at Tri-County, is an educator. And that really is driven by our mission, and our mission is to provide superior training. We know in order for us to be able to really be successful that we have to be accountable, and so we focus a lot on measurement and benchmarking and improving our processes, along with really focusing on what we can do best. We try to hone in on what we're best at and not try to be everything to everyone, and that's a challenge sometimes because we really enjoy serving people regardless of what they ask, so we have to pull back.
Well, the training that I'm aware of goes everything from, you know, cutting hair, cleaning teeth, yes, to welding, mm-hmm, to even graphic things for your computer.
Yeah. There's a little bit of everything.
I don't know how a computer works. I just work with them. Hopefully they accommodate. Yeah. But this is something that the young people today can get a leg up on as far as the workforce is concerned. And on top of that, it's pretty easy to work at a job while you're training for your next job at Tri-County Tech.
Absolutely. And one of the new things that we have, I'll just go ahead and mention here, is we're bringing a gunsmithing class to Pawhuska. And that is going to really, I believe, be a popular thing. We have the specific piece of gunsmithing, which is gun bluing, and that will be opened up to the public this summer. We will be opening enrollment for that, and we've had a lot of interest in that. So we have a young man who's a professional at gunsmithing, and he's able to bring that to us. So just like the typical things that we deliver, we now can add some really fun and cool things in at the same time.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
That is really amazing. Now, yeah, if people want to know more about Tri-County Tech, first of all, let's go to the web first.
Absolutely. So tricountytech.edu is our website, and it's got a ton of information on there. A lot of people in today's society really go to Facebook for information, and we do have Facebook and we have Instagram that are, we're continuously putting information out there. So we encourage that. We're slowly reopening some things on our campus. We've had to be very cautious. We have been very cautious over the last year, but we have not had to shut down school based upon the COVID pandemic since we reopened in August for classes, and that's something that I think is pretty incredible.
I think it is too, considering that there are school systems throughout the nation that haven't held classes in over a year. That is,
yes,
just remarkable.
Yeah, we knew that people needed to be there in class doing hands-on work in order to be able to achieve what they needed to.
Now, we might want to give this a few weeks, but if anybody wants to schedule a visit, they can just give a call, can't they?
They absolutely can, and we welcome that at all times. You can go onto our website, and you know, we welcome email, correspondence, give us a call, whatever we can do to accommodate. We're really here for the communities at Tri-County Tech. And Tom, before we wrap up, I want to mention one other thing. We do have a burn tower groundbreaking that's getting ready to take place.
This, and that is for fire training?
That is for fire training, and that is within the Strategy Center, and it's here in Bartlesville, and it's on our campus. And so the first week of May, we're going to have a groundbreaking. We put in for a lottery grant a couple years ago, and were able to receive money to help us purchase a burn tower. And this tower, I'll first mention that Representative Judge Strom helped us out with that. So it was beautiful. Once again, it's all about those partnerships, Tom. You know how that is. But the burn tower will be able to be a resource for local fire departments, everybody from Bartlesville Fire Department to our small volunteer fire departments, for them to be able to do training that they don't have to travel now to be able to get that great high quality training. So
That is great news.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Tara, for being our guest today and representing Tri-County Tech each and every day as you have for a while now. And we look forward to more great things coming out of Tri-County Tech, especially that one. I can't wait to see that thing go up. That'll be great.
It's going to be wonderful, Tom. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for letting me be here.
All righty. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you